Today's episode is brought to you by the Hands-On Bible from Tyndale House Publishers. This resource is packed with activities, humor, and colorful graphics to help kids understand and live out important Bible truths. The Hands-On Bible in the New Living Translation is designed to help kids learn by doing, using experiments, crafts, and more. Visit thehandsonbible.com to discover more. Use coupon code RISEN to receive 35% off select Hands-On Bibles. Coupon is valid through December 13th, 2019. We are so thankful for the support of Tyndale House Publishers.
Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. Today, we have a special show for you. Emily and I invited our parents on the show to talk about what it's like for them as grandparents and to dive into discussing what some of their goals are, how we manage conflict and communicate expectations for the kids, and they share encouragement for a mom who is longing for a better relationship with her own parents or in-laws. This would be a great episode to share with your parents or your in-laws, as our parents sometimes do speak directly to others in their same season of life. And just a quick reminder that our ministry is actually funded through donation. Through our work here at Risen Motherhood, we strive to meet moms with the good news of Jesus Christ. Right now, we have a great way to make a donation in honor or in memory of someone you love, and we think it would make a great gift to celebrate a birthday, remember a miscarriage, or to simply recognize the impact another mom has had in your life. Risen Motherhood will write and send a note in your name to your designated recipient. All you have to do is go to risenmotherhood.com/give to learn more and make a contribution and help us continue the work that we do. Okay, let's get to the show where you can meet my parents, Dean and Diane Jensen, and Emily's parents, Henry and Gayla Graham. Well, welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. This is a really special show. I, of course, have my sister-in-law, Emily, here with me.
Hey, guys.
And you guys, I am looking around at my own parents and Emily's parents.
Yes. My in-laws.
Yes. To be clear. That's right. So Emily and I are sister-in-laws. Yep. And we have my own parents, in-laws, and then her parents are in here. So we have Dean, Diane, Henry, and Gayla. And you guys heard us introduce them just a couple minutes ago. And we are going to be talking about the very important topic of grandparents and relationships with their daughter-in-laws. And we're going to start off by probably just letting you guys give a brief introduction of who you are, and then we'll kick off the show into the real subject.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, Dad, do you want to go first?
Sure. Well, I'm the father of Laura and the father-in-law of Emily. As a note, our three children were all married, all inside the same year, by the way.
364 days. Mike and just made it in there barely.
It was a fun year, a very fun year.
Mm-hmm. But we unconditionally adopted each of the spouses into our family, so we don't have any distinctions between the six of them. Over the last 25 years or so, I've worked in the real estate industry. And most recently, I've been specialized in adaptive reuse projects. Part of that is my background is in sculpture, and buildings just serve as sculptural pieces. So it's been a fun journey in that. My favorite thing to do with the grandchildren is to participate in their teaching opportunities. So things like art projects, playing baseball, Bible stories. I just love to see them develop and grow and achieve in those areas, and what seems like a small amount at the time turns out to be a huge building block in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love that. Papa's so good about taking them to golf or, like you said, do art projects or do like all the things that require a lot of patience and planning and meticulous, like all the different stuff. So we're really grateful for that. Mm-hmm.
All right, Mama.
Okay. Well, I'm Diane. We are Laura's parents. Emily is married to our son, Bradley Ray,
And I, one of my favorite sayings is to say that I've retired and gone to Grandma Heaven.
You make it look like heaven.
We want to be grandmas when we watch my mom.
Yes. Some of my favorite things to do with our grandkids is like to scare them when they first come in.
Oh, I know.
To the schoolhouse.
She's so, they get petrified.
They do, but they look forward to it, you know. And another thing, we do several things with them that we enjoy doing, board games or watching DVDs while munching on popcorn and M&Ms and having... cousin camp's a big deal with our grandkids. And then when they spend the night, they know the next morning on Saturdays, it's hot chocolate and conversation. Although there is not very deep conversation, but it's, you know, something that I hope that they will be able to ask us questions about life without any filters and, you know, just to develop that trust with them and drink hot chocolate at the same time with lots of marshmallows.
They yes. love that. They talk about it all the time.
Yep. Yep. It's fun.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Dad?
I'm Henry, and I'm proud to be Emily's father, and I'll let you guess for how many years that has been. And I know Laura from some of our inter-family birthday parties and holiday events, so that's been a great thing. I'm retired from full-time work, so I get to spend a lot of time by my choice with my grandchildren. And some of the things I like to do is just taking them out into the community and just doing real-life things, everyday life skills, and letting them experience as much as they can, because I just think that's real important so they can take up and know how to operate in the real world. Mm-hmm. I also like to take them on trips, introducing them to new things, because it's very exciting for them, and I kind of feed on their excitement. Mm-hmm. And so I get a lot out of that, too, kind of in a selfish way.
Yeah. I remember one time he took them on a little bus system we have in our town, and they got to the end of the town and they said, "There's nothing there. There's only corn there. We went to the end of the town."
It sounds like the Truman Show or something.
Yeah, they like going on those outings with Grandpa. We're really grateful for that. All right, Mom?
Yeah. I am Emily's mom, Gayla, and I am, I guess I would say, retired from my full-time career, but kind of semi-retired, so I still work part-time outside of the home, but have a very flexible job that allows me to take time off and be a grandma, come over in the morning sometimes and help before I go into work, or take a full day off if I need to babysit. I'm just kind of a support role during the week and then on weekends. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things to do with the kids is probably cook and bake. That's kind of one of my favorite things I like to do for hobbies. So I'm kind of the person that will do Easter eggs with them. We do gingerbread houses at Christmas. We'll do cookie decorating. They love to help me, like, make... we make banana bread. That's one of my things I'm famous for with them. And so they loved anything they can mix and measure and make a mess at. So we just have a lot of fun cooking together.
Mm-hmm. Anytime that I hear you're bringing dessert, I'm like, I'm there. Yes. I will be there. Yes. I will be there. Kayla's bringing it.
Again, another thing, I'm like so grateful there's a grandparent with like slots of patience that wants to do the gingerbread house, the Easter egg stuff. That's so great.
Okay, guys, we're excited for our listeners to be able to hear a little bit more about what makes you guys tick as grandparents and just the relationship, why our relationships seem to work really well. They're not perfect. We don't want people to think that our relationships are without conflict, but can you guys just share what posture you take as grandparents, or what's your goal when grandparenting, and then why do you have that perspective?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's just an honor and a privilege to be blessed with grandchildren, so that's a beginning point. And then the added blessing is to be nearby them geographically, so you can see them more than just occasionally. And then finally, it's important, at least for our family, that we're in right relationship with you guys, and that as we share in the training and growth of the kids, that we have a correct understanding. For me, it's important to impart and entrust grandchildren with as much life prep as we can. Mm-hmm. And so that's an important ingredient to see from day to day.
Mine is just pretty simple. Just love on those grandkids and be with them and be present with them.
Yeah, one of the roles I pride myself on is being the disruptor in chief. I enjoy and have the ability to take those kids from being quiet and mannered to loud and unruly in about 10 seconds.
Oh, so, a mom's favorite thing.
Yeah, so I enjoy doing that. But,
you know, does it without sugar, I'll tell you.
That's right. Lots of things.
That's the skill.
Again, I have the privilege and the joy of spending a lot of time with my grandkids, and I just think that a lot of times you can kind of see what's important in someone's life is where they spend their time. And so I want them to feel like they're important to me. So I do spend a lot of time. But ultimately, I think my role as a grandparent is just to be whatever link in the chain that there is and hopefully leading them to Christ. And I don't know what that role is, but I just try to consistently, you know, show them that love and educate them about God's love. And hopefully at some point that will pay off for them.
Yeah. And I just think, you know, even though a lot of us say we're retired, we're not retired. We still need to continue to live the gospel in our everyday lives and, you know, mentor our grandchildren. I think we have a spiritual heritage that we need to pass on to them. So I think we're just called to support, encourage, and love our grandchildren, you know, sacrificially as Christ has done for us. So it keeps us busy.
Yes, it does. Yeah, we're really grateful. I feel like it takes such a village, and it's really helpful for us to say, hey, we're sending them over to grandparents' houses to know, like, they're going to be encountering someone who loves the Lord there, too, and it's going to look different than the way we talk about it, and there's different things that are emphasized, so we're just really encouraged and hopeful about that picture over time.
I might just inject, Emily, one of the life verses that we have as grandparents is Psalm 100, verse 5. And so it has some really motivating parts of it that talk about the passing on that God's good, that God loves, his love is steadfast, and that he's faithful to all generations. And so that's been a driving force for us to live by.
That's really good. Okay, so when you might have a disagreement with either Emily or myself, when we have different opinions on how to do things, how do you guys approach that situation with grace, and what influences your response?
This is Gayla. I didn't know we had different opinions. No,
it's always perfect. No, that's why you're on the show. If it's perfect, you're on.
No, I guess I would just start by saying that I have great respect for my daughter Emily and my son-in-law Brad, and just really respect them as individuals and also as a united team of them working together. And I think it's most important that we're operating on the same biblical principles. So I think that helps a lot. We're all walking together on that same path. And I just think about Ephesians 4, where we're really called to live a life in a way that reflects the grace that God has given us. So, you know, we should be walking together, seeking unity, being loving and gentle and kind and humble. So opinions in the end don't really matter. I think it's the character and the heart that we have for others in the kingdom of God. Amen. Although I think it's good to have, you know, different perspectives and opinions and mindsets. Those can help lead us to, you know, when seeking the truth. So I think there's nothing wrong with that. As far as parenting goes, I love that I'm the grandparent this time around, and I'm not making the rules. So so I just try to honor and respect the parenting desires of our kids and try to do those and follow those as much as I can to the best of my ability. And if I do have an opinion, I think we have good open communication. I'm not afraid to, in a humble way, you know, express what a concern or whatever I might have. So
exactly. I think you girls are very easy to talk to, and I think we're guided by Ephesians also, which talks about speaking the truth in love. And so that helps a lot because you don't have to take things personally. Even if it's a little awkward, it's still worth going through that conversation in order to get through that problem. And you both love the grandchildren and everything. And so we're looking beyond the problem to what's best for the grandkids. And so, and again, like Gayla said, I think we're pretty much in agreement with everything in terms of raising the kids or supporting you guys. And that's the big thing, is supporting you guys.
Something Emily and I have shared on the show many times is talking about being on the same side of the table as a problem, or not as the problem, but being on the same side of the table and facing that problem together, particularly in marriage. But I think that's something that, as with a grandparent in-law relationship or a daughter relationship, can be really helpful. Like you said, Mom, that we love the children all so much, equally. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm like, I love the kids more. No, you love the kids more. No, I love the kids more. You know, we're all talking about that. But there's that element, I think, of recognizing, like, we desire the same thing for these kids, and to see them love the gospel, to flourish, to grow up in the Lord. And it does look really different. We're coming at it from totally different perspectives because of the stage of life and the type of relationship we have. But I've always been grateful because I think, especially I've seen, you know, just with my interactions with my own parents, I know Henry and Gayla are the same, that the idea is, okay, you are the parents. Like, I do acquiesce mm-hmm. to what you guys desire, even if I don't totally understand it as a grandparent. I've heard you guys say that before, like, mm-hmm. well, we respect you as mom and dad. And so we're going to try our best to still go mm-hmm. by, you know, what you desire, even if you still feed them ice cream or you still show them
that
the
was an accident.
More. And I think that's the reality of the tension of the relationships is that, like, I have to say some things that are okay mm-hmm. when they're grandma and grandpa's and I wish, oh, they wouldn't chew as much gum or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, I've had to let a lot of those things go, recognizing, like, what really matters and where am I going to drive my stake in the sand? And you guys have really respected me when I've kind of said, no, this is really important. But I think it's because we choose our battles. You know,
right,
I don't
right.
get upset over everything. And mm-hmm. I know we're all walking together towards what's really meaningful and what's most important. Mm-hmm. And we're not trying not to get caught up in the little things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to kind of, I guess, build on that, we've talked about your guys's kind of posture towards grandparenting and towards us. What has been kind of the most helpful ways that we've communicated with you and you guys have felt honored and respected? I know that we probably have a lot of listeners saying, oh, I wish my parents or my in-laws mm-hmm. were on the same page as me and they were like-hearted. I don't know if they are, and
yeah.
I need to communicate hard things to them, and I don't know how to do that. So could you just speak a little bit to, like, in those moments, how has our communication, or just how would you prefer that we communicate
yeah.
In a way that honors and respects you?
Oh, this is Henry. I'm Emily's father. Well, mm-hmm. as you, some of you may know from listening to the broadcast in the past, we are very close proximity to Emily and her family. In fact, mm-hmm. we share a driveway, a side yard, and if we wanted to, we could probably see in each other's windows, which Emily, we don't do that. I think our communication style, even though we are close, would probably be the same, even if we were across the continent. It really doesn't matter. And that's that I think we have a pretty broad openness between us and a lot of sharing of not only the little things in life, but also the big things. So I think to us, it just comes down to, we pretty much consistently, I think, share what's going on in our lives and what our plans are and where we're going. And I think that just helps. So
right.
I think mm-hmm. we just luckily have a lot of information flowing between us. So there aren't a lot of surprises. Yeah. And I think that helps us.
So just to summarize what you're saying is just ongoing communication about a variety of different things helps when those grandparent-child conversations come up. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, correct. And this is just my experience. I found in a long-distance relationship, it can sometimes be difficult for me when you get together and someone says, well, so what's been going on in your life? It's like, I don't know.
Where to begin.
Because mm-hmm. because to me, life's made up of so many little tiny moments.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if you try to think of just what the big ones are, well, there aren't that many big moments. So mm-hmm. again, yes, I think this ongoing just variety of things we can share is great for us.
Building relationship, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In Psalm 139, it talks about how God forms us. And so for me, that's been a great way to view communication, is that God shaped each one of us individually and independently. And it's really cool to just be observant of that and to realize that there are differences, but those differences always create a nice balance. And being from a kind of a creative background, I've always liked to have critiques. And, you know, as long as the goals are the same for each of the people that are in those, which is to work toward improvement, then I think communication is fun and it's easy and you get to respect each other and it works.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'd like to add one other thing, and that is you kind of let us know how we can help or encourage one of the grandkids. You know, it helped me a lot, like when you guys talk with me about our two grandchildren with special needs. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't know how to act around all that stuff or what's the best way to help them in a lot of situations. And so being open about that and helping me learn has been really meaningful to me.
Mm-hmm. I think a piece of it is believing the best in one another. And that's something mm-hmm. I think you, Mom and Dad, have really shown me, is assume
right.
good motives, mm-hmm. pure motives. People say things in weird ways. Like you're saying, Dad, people communicate in all different styles. And
yeah.
sometimes we don't want to listen unless it's in our preferred mm-hmm. style. But I think there's so much when we extend grace to one another and say, I'm going to believe the best of your intentions. And even if you misspeak about something, or you're not PC about something, mm-hmm. or you didn't say it in the way that I want, like, I want to be able to still receive that and still respond in a gracious way, knowing that, like, again, we're on the same side of the table. We're all mm-hmm. fighting for the same thing. And so just having that underlying current, I think, of an assumption that they're coming from a good place right. with relationships is always a helpful place to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like maybe we've mentioned this on a show in the past, but another thought we would give frequently is just to exploit strengths of other people. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I hope you guys have felt honored when we see, like, oh, grandma is really good at baking. So I'm going to allow that and invite that as much as possible. And then, like you said, Laura, I think that can kind of help when there are points where we say, hey, just for whatever reason, we need to draw the line here. Mm-hmm. Maybe there is, it's easier to receive when you feel like, oh, they are on my team. They are welcoming the kids and different things. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay. So, do you guys have any encouragement or advice that you would offer to a mom who is discouraged? So we know, again, not everyone has relationships like this mm-hmm. with their in-laws or with their own parents. Just how can you guys encourage them with the gospel?
Well, I would say it would be really tough if you didn't have a great relationship or even a good relationship with your in-laws or parents. But, you know, I always think that if you are interested in pursuing that and that in maturity, because you're the mature one, you would be the one to take steps to make that relationship have an opportunity to develop or to blossom, okay, because you're seeing the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And I think even if a person is hard to love, you still have agape love, so you're able to communicate with them and also have the courage, if you will, and maybe take the initiative to find ways through Facebook, or not Facebook, but FaceTime, to talk to the grandparents about your kids long distance. I like FaceTime. Yes, that's a word.
It's really adorable.
And, you know, to have the kids write the grandparents a note or something, mm-hmm. but make effort and invitation to somehow include them in your family activities. And I know that there are relationships where it is hard to connect with grandparents for whatever reason. Maybe they're far away, or maybe they're not as interested as you want them to be. And that's hard. And I really feel for young families that have to go through something like that. But you can't force that relationship. Mm-mm. But even though they may not reciprocate your efforts, you have. And I think something that's helped me a lot with disappointments or burdens is just remembering that that is a thing that has to go somewhere. And so that's where, like, 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Give the Lord that burden. He's got the shoulders that are big enough to handle that disappointment, and you don't have to carry it. But in the meantime, you know, just letting it be okay, let it rest with Jesus, and do what you can in that relationship.
It's really meaningful to hear, Mom, because I know we've had different relationships with my own grandparents, mm-hmm. you know, and I yeah. think sometimes that relationship has been harder. I'm sure you guys with your mm-hmm. parents and how they interacted with us when we were grandkids. And so I know what you're saying is coming from a really authentic place of being
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. you can identify with that mm-hmm. mom, maybe that does feel discouraged or the relationship mm-hmm. doesn't look like what she wanted. And so I just appreciate you being vulnerable to share that, because mm-hmm. I just want listeners to know, like, she's saying that and
yeah.
it's really authentic and real, and she understands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a few points I might add is that just first be hopeful, because situations can and do change.
That's yeah. right.
So mm-hmm. even right. though it looks really black now, it may get better in the future. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I think sometimes we have this presumption that people are older than us know how to do things because that's what they do. Like, so I would say don't assume that your parents know how to be grandparents, especially if this is their first round of grandkids. They mm-hmm. they may be struggling themselves, and what should I say? What shouldn't I? So just give them some room to say maybe they're struggling too. So just yeah. acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. And third, and I think, Diane, you kind of said this, was just say something to them. I mean, mm-hmm. you need to do it in an appropriate manner, an appropriate setting and all, but don't just let the clock just keep ticking. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's some issue you need to address, just say something and get it out there. Mm-hmm. At least it's out in the open now. People can deal with it.
Yeah, and I guess I would just say, too, that, you know, God may be using your situation as a way for your family to model the love of Christ to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, only the Holy Spirit can change yeah. their hearts. But, you know, maybe they're going to see glimpses of Jesus through you and what you and your family are doing. And like I said, never give up. You know, situations can change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, looking at the parents' real soul needs and being authentic with inquiry about what do you dream about? What do you fear? What kinds of things do you want as a person? And entering into that with your mm-hmm. parents or in-laws is a tough navigation, but I've always found that when you can get to that deep soul topic, that solutions happen and bonding occurs, and it just creates some foundation for renewed relationship.
I think that's a really key point, because I think as a mom of the grandkids, I can get really self-focused, right? What do I need? What do my kids need? And I forget the needs of the grandparents so often. I'm just thinking about how can we all work together for the kids, or how can grandma find time to mm-hmm. babysit my kids or to, you know, influence them or mm-hmm. teach them piano or Spanish or whatever those things are. And I think that's just a real encouragement to all of our moms who are listening right now who have the kids, that it's really important to take still interest. Like, they're still whole people. They're mm-hmm. not just papa, grandpa, grandma, mm-hmm. nana, whatever. They have interest. Mom, you talk a lot about, like, I need new hobbies and I'm transitioning. And, you know, yeah. like, as they retire and move into a new life stage, like, I think, you know, we see our own children, how self-centered they can be. We're still that way, you know, and I'm 32. And mm-hmm. so I think that's just like a good encouragement for me to be reminded mm-hmm. right here of remembering to ask you guys about how your lives are and what you're interested in. And like you said, Dad, like what's going on deep in your souls? Like, what are your cares? And mm-hmm. I think that would help relationships as right. well, don't right. you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of summarizes that conversation of, you know, our parents, in-laws are also our neighbors. You know, we yeah. do love our neighbors and or our literal neighbors if they're your literal neighbors. But I think you're right, Laura. We are in a very busy season of life mm-hmm. and taking time to foster that relationship and truly love them as people and maybe even as friends. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to see what could blossom out of that when we give them the love of Christ. So thank you guys all for joining us today. Mm-hmm. It's just been a joy. This is like a really, really special treat. And we made sure to intimidate them by bringing them into a professional recording
yeah,
studio.
Yeah, guys, we're in like a legit room. We'll show you on Instagram what mm-hmm. it looks like, because this is not my house.
So we think they did wonderful. We yeah. kind of put them on the
good
spot.
Job, guys. So this is the first time ever.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, well, isn't it cute how they kept calling it a broadcast?
Oh, yeah, that was really great.
You guys are adorable.
Yeah, so we have some other shows on this. We have other resources. We have, you know, a chapter in the Risen Motherhood book about relationships that touches on this as well.
So, we talk about Cousin Camp, too.
Oh, we definitely mentioned Cousin Camp at the end of the book. How it's getting shorter every year.
Mysteriously shorter every year.
So we just want to thank you guys again. And any of you out there that want to find more resources, you can go to risenmotherhood.com. You can also find us on social media at Risen Motherhood, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Fun.